Chip, after tonight, how do you tell Michael Vick he isn't your starter?
That's a good question. I thought Mike, you know, put another good game together. But we're going to evaluate everything. I thought besides the throwaway that Nick couldn't get out of the end zone, you know, he did a nice job too. I think we have two quarterbacks that can play in an NFL game. So we'll continue to look at it. But you feel better about that situation. You know, sometimes I think you get nervous because you don't have anybody. And, you know, it's a default decision. So, but again, I thought both those guys played well. I know Nick wants that throwback, but, you know, Mike's got a good grasp of what's going on, so it's a positive with both of those guys. And I thought Matt Barkley did a nice job when he was in there. So
you're saying that Nick tried to throw it away? He was trying to force something there?
No, he was trying to throw it away. So that's what he said. So.
Well, the first one, his two drives, a lot of his throws were short passes. Is that designed or is that
just depends. No, I just think it's good decisions. Just take what the defense gives you. You know, they played off a little bit. You know, obviously I think Mike did the same thing. They were playing off with Deshaun, so – you know, you got to throw the ball underneath at times. But I think both those guys are not forcing it, and that's a good thing. I think if they can let it come to them, and we tell them all the time, you don't have to make it happen, you have to let it happen. So let it develop, and if they're going to let you throw it down, I think we got some guys that can run after the catch. So, you know, we can keep, you know, if instead of being a one-play drive for a touchdown, that ends up being an eight-play drive for a touchdown, as long as we continue to drive the football. So it's playing quarterbacks about making good decisions, and I was – with the exception of the throwaway, I think he made a good decision. He just couldn't execute it. But I thought both those guys made good decisions tonight.
Fair to say Mike played at a much higher tempo also than he did last week in the no huddle?
No, I would say that's not fair to say.
Defensive side of the ball, did you see more of what you were looking for this week, at least in terms of tackling better, getting to the ball more effectively?
Yeah, you know, part of stopping people is getting everybody to the ball, and it's a lot easier to tackle when there's people swarming to the ball. And I thought, you know, for the most part, we played with really good effort on that side of the ball. So it's a lot easier to when you get four, five, six guys in the picture making tackles. That makes things a little bit better. But I think for all those guys, I think the game slowed down for everybody. So, you know, for those guys against a pretty potent offense, they got some pretty good receivers and obviously a talented quarterback. So, you know, I think we're all pleased with where the effort is. There's still a lot of work to do. In all phases of the game, but you know, I think from week one to week two, you know, you got to be happy with where they are right now. But we got to build on it because it doesn't mean anything if we don't improve when we get back out in the field on Saturday. So,
Kerry Williams was mixing it up with Steve Smith right from the jump. Did you kind of like his attitude?
I mean, I've always liked Kerry's attitude, you know, but the game's got to be played within the whistle. You know, he didn't get flagged or anything, but I've never had any problem with Kerry's attitude. So.
Bulk of the playing time
next
Saturday?
Yeah, I'm going to name Les. I think he'd be the best at it. You good, Les?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
You talked about guys knowing that it'll come to a point where guys will know who the guy is and these things.
No, I said I hope that's what happens, but.
You said usually the experience.
I said usually that happens. I didn't say it's going to happen.
Do you feel like that has happened here one way or another?
No, I mean, we're going to watch the tape. And again, I've told you since day one, we're not going to make any rash decisions. So we're not. I mean, you can put your pens down if you think we're naming a starting quarterback in this room right now, so.
Chip Foles seems like he hasn't really stretched the field yet in terms of his playing time. Is that the play call, or is that just him reading?
No, I think Nick does a great job of taking what the defense gives him, and he's a really good decision maker and doesn't force it. You know, just to stand back there and show everybody you can throw the ball 70 yards doesn't mean you're a good quarterback. It's about completing the ball, and can you take your team and drive them down the field and put them in the end zone? And I think Nick's proven that he can do that. So,
how do guys separate themselves, Chip, the quarterbacks? How do they, in your mind, separate themselves so you can make that decision?
I mean, we're going to make the decision, but I mean, I think they're doing a great job of making it difficult because they're both playing at a high level right now. So I look at that as a positive. I think we got two guys that can play football in this league. So, but we're going to have to make a decision. I mean, we're not just going to sit there and rotate them on every play. So, you know, we'll see. You know, you have no idea. One of them may sprain the ankle walking out of the parking lot. No. Then the decision's made. So I don't know, but I think it's a good situation the way both those guys are playing right now. I think they can move our offense, and that pleases everybody. So.
Did you see enough from LeSean McCoy after one carry?
No. Well, LeSean needs to practice, and LeSean needs to play, and he'll be the first to tell you that. So, you know, you're too rusty at times, but, you know, obviously he's extremely talented. But even he said it when he came back. You know, he missed a couple of days of practice. When he's out there, he's kind of off a little bit because you need to get into a rhythm. And he understands that and really wanted to play. You know, I think he wanted to play longer tonight. You know, but obviously we have to be smart with him. Is he talented? Yeah. But does he need to practice? Yeah, everybody needs to practice. Everybody needs to play.
Chip,
So. Chip, it looked like Dick had trouble shotgun snapping, dropped twice.
Yeah. I don't know exactly. I got to look at the film on that one. But, you know, that's obviously part of being a good quarterback is being able to secure the football. So, you know, I don't know if sometimes it's tough from the vantage point I have. Was it the snap or was it him taking his eyes off it? But he's got to be able to see the snap in and then read the coverage. So,
what specifically did Mike show you?
Mike Vick?
Yes.
Very accurate and ran real well. I mean, it was 8 for 8 until he threw the, you know, the Hail Mary at the end of the first half. So I thought Mike was, again, in 2 weeks in a row, I thought he's made very, very good decisions. I think he can put the ball on people. And obviously he's a weapon when he takes off and runs. So.
What was he looking for from the defense on that McCoy touchdown? It looked like he motioned Cooper to the one side. Can you explain what he was doing there before the snap?
Yeah, we just called motion, and you know, we could have read it and handed it off. He made a good decision and handed it off, and then him and Cooper were carrying out their fake on the backside. They were better than they were a week ago. So, you know, I think it's I thought they tackled better. I thought they did a better job of keeping gap integrity on the defensive side of the ball, making the ball go where we wanted to. I thought, you know, we got to the quarterback a little bit, which was pretty good. You know, didn't let him get comfortable back there. So, you know, again, I was pleased with them, but, you know, I think I'll always be pleased in games like this, but you're never going to be satisfied. You know, I think we can always play better, so.
Did you dial up some pressures for Michael Kendricks because you thought you had it in him, you've seen him do it before, or just because you're trying to...
I think it's just a play call. I don't think Billy's getting specific right now in terms of who's in there. I think you saw Acho make a couple plays. I think it may have been on the same type of blitz. You know, that's just kind of what they were featuring against Carolina, so... You know, depending on who was in, but I think Billy. I don't think you can ask Billy specifically, but I don't think he's game planning it that we need to get this guy. I think a lot of it's by formation and then who's coming and who's not coming. So.
But do you feel like you're also from there with Kendrick, able to shoot Gavin and also cover a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that since we started with him. I mean, he's a very, very athletic linebacker, and he's arguably our most athletic linebacker. And I think he does possess the ability to blitz a quarterback, but he may be our best cover linebacker. So that's kind of always a quandary for you. You know, do you want to bring him and create pressure, or is he, you know, do you bring the other guys and leave him in coverage? But I think his ability to do both, that versatility is going to be key for us.
You're at 20 ACLs now. You mentioned before that you were looking to the first three. I know this one has to be probably here. Any further concern about that going forward?
Yeah, you're always concerned with injuries, and I think when it seems to be the same one, you know, I think you got to look at it, and I know they are looking at it, but I don't have anything specific to visit with you on. But I mean, anytime that it's the same injury, you know, you got to take a look at it and see if there's some way where we can, you know, can we prevent it? If we can prevent it, or if it's something to do, then obviously we'll look at it. But we are looking at it. So.
You had four tight ends in the game at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Had you done that before?
We've done it in practice. You know, this is the first time we've done it in a game, so.
What kind of were you looking for, I guess, on that?
What's that?
What were you kind of looking for?
You just look and see how the defense tries to match up to you. You know, when you put different personnel groupings on the field, you know, we had four receivers at times on the field also. So I think, you know, that's the one thing, you know, I think when people asked us about when we drafted Zach, you know, how were you going to play three tight ends? And, you know, I think when you add Clay Harbor to the mix, and I thought Carrier played really well today, I think we've got a couple tight ends that we can – deploy. So it's a matchup game at this level, and sometimes, you know, you can put defenses in some binds and some of the things you can do. So I think it speaks to the versatility we have at the tight end position.
In terms of special teams, how happy are you now with the return game?
I think it's just like the defense. I think we're pleased, but we're never satisfied. I think we continue to work, but I think our players, you know, have really adapted to Fipper's system, and they got a really good understanding of what to do. You know, I think we downed another punt. You know, Russell Shepard made a great play on kick cover one day. You know, Damaris had a good punt return. Brandon Boykin had a good kickoff return. So, you know, we work at it a lot. You know, you guys that have been in practice will tell you that. But I think it's paying dividends for us so far in the first two games. So.
What did you say about Matt Barkley compared to where he was a week ago?
I thought Matt makes very quick decisions. You know, and I think the ball's out. And he did a really good job, again, moving the football team. I think – you know, sometimes it's tough to evaluate the quarterback when it's not his fault that we line up in an illegal formation or someone's jumping off sides and putting us behind in the count. But I thought, again, Matt moved us, throws an accurate ball, throws a catchable ball, and he's a really good decision maker.
Did this week in practice, could you might give one quarterback more snaps than the other but still call it an open competition?
I could, yes.
I mean, do you plan to, or do you think that's
something? I'd never thought of it until you just asked the question, but could I do that? Yeah, we could. I'll think about it when I go in because you just mentioned it. So.
In terms of rotating the D-line, is that for evaluation purposes or is that how you want to play?
It depends on the situation. I think sometimes when the drives get a little bit longer, because of the talent level with some of those other guys, it's, you know, there's not a big drop off. Is it a tired Soap and Sed and Fletcher, or a full of energy Square and Benny Logan or whatnot? You know, I think the ability to have six guys and seven guys that can rotate through there, I think, makes you better. You know, because they're not rotating offensive linemen. So if you can keep bringing some waves at them, you know, I think in the long haul, it's going to pay off, because it also makes, you know, Fletch and Sed and Soap and those guys fresher in the fourth quarter, because we've given them some blows early in the game. Instead of saying when the fourth quarter comes around, boy, they're really tired, we need to get the other guys in the game. I think, you know, it kind of gets them in a rhythm. So, you know, part of it was from an evaluation standpoint, because you don't know when guys are only playing in the first and second quarter how many snaps they're going to get, you know, and we want to make sure we get them on tape. But also, I think in the long run, it's going to pay off. And when you have that type of depth, you know, you use it. You know, if you don't have a quality guy at the two spots, so to speak, you know, it's tough to have that kind of mindset in terms of let's rotate these guys. But I think we do have some guys there, you know, and those young guys are really pushing for playing time. So I think that depth's going to make us better on the long haul. So
have you determined how you're going to handle the final preseason game in terms of ones and twos, or will next week what you learn be sort of dependent on that?
Yeah, we haven't got to the last game yet. You know, obviously there's some thought process of that. You know, we're going to kind of finalize our plan over next couple of days for what our plan is going into Jacksonville game. Obviously, our ones and twos still need a lot of work, you know, so we by no means arrive. So, you know, we'll get that extensively in the Jacksonville game, and then, you know, we'll see what we're going to do when we get to the Jets game. So.
Who starts at quarterback against Jacksonville?
I don't know. We haven't talked about that yet.
Okay.